happiness in my own life. So show me the relevance. Show me how important it is to me to know what the communists are doing in Czechoslovakia today, or in Africa, and so forth. Let me see the relevance to my acts, so that I can make decisions then that can take this into consideration and bring me more happiness than I would otherwise have if I had failed to take into consideration this information you're bringing to me. And if that relevance can't be shown, then if I think there might be relevance that I can't see now, I may look at it and file it away. But otherwise, I might just as well throw it away and get rid of it because it's excess baggage. Now, how do you determine relevancy? That's easier said than done. Because at any given time, assuming that you have a respect for relevance, you do look around your life and you ask yourself what is relevant and what is irrelevant, and maybe you instigate some minor changes and so forth, but this seems to be necessary over and over and over again. Why is it that you can't simply go through your whole life with why can't you go through your whole life with a knife and cut out all the irrelevance in your life and leave nothing but what is absolutely relevant to your own happiness? No? I'll think of it tomorrow, and I'll call everybody up and tell them. At any rate, I think that the reason why it is difficult to eliminate irrelevancies in one's life is because the approach is coming from the wrong direction. The attempt is being made to eliminate irrelevancies, when what is really necessary is what I have been referring to throughout the course as the concept of starting from zero, of returning to the beginning and asking oneself just exactly what is necessary, rather than starting where one is now and saying what is unnecessary about what I'm doing. And this I would like to go into now to explain fully what I mean by the concept starting from zero. It consists of three major steps. The first one is to mentally liquidate all property, contracts, obligations, everything in your life, all these commitments. Now, let me say, too, that you might be doing this with respect to your whole life, or you might be doing it with one given area that is causing you a problem, such as your business, your family, certain contracts that you have made, or whatever. The point is you first of all return to zero mentally by liquidating all of the commitments that you have made, all of the contracts, obligations, property, and everything, and assume yourself in the position of not having any of these obligations nor any of these secondary resources to work with. Then, without any of all of the things that are there at the present in reality, with those things at least set aside in your mind, you then ask yourself, what is it that I want? What is it that I'm trying to accomplish? Now, again, setting aside everything that actually exists out there in reality in the form of commitments and so forth, you mentally ask yourself, knowing what it is I want from all of this, what is absolutely necessary in order to get that? Now, the importance of the starting from zero concept comes from the standpoint that one assumes that all of these things up here in step number one are necessary, that all of these commitments he has made, that all of these qualifications, these requirements and so forth are vitally important to get what it is that he wants. When in reality, I think most, perhaps in many cases, are irrelevant, and certainly in any given case, many things are irrelevant to this second step of what is it I want. And one gets better results, I feel, from starting at zero without all of this, and then determining which of it might be necessary, rather than starting where he is now and saying, which of these things can I eliminate and still get what I want? Now, this will be best illustrated by an example. But before giving one detailed example and walking through it, let me say, for instance, that this course is an example of starting from zero with regard to one's entire life and the concepts that he's working with and the goals that he has and so forth. Rather than looking at your present commitments and your present premises and so forth and challenging them one at a time and saying, is that really relevant or is that really true, we instead went all the way back to the beginning and we approached it without any regard whatsoever for your present commitments or obligations. We didn't say, taking into consideration the contract you have made, taking into consideration this and that, now let's see what the situation is. Rather, we eliminated all of those things mentally and said, what do we know for sure about life? Where does the individual begin? What is it he's trying to accomplish? And what does he have to do to get there? And approached it from zero rather than starting at 55 or 110. Now, in that